Ron Holmes, you're GM of the U18 majors, are you not?
That is correct, I am.
Well, congratulations. I hear you had a great weekend.
We absolutely did. Top of the world. Very great experience. Coming off a second place finish in the regular season, entering the playoffs, the boys were in beast mode, if you will. Went into the weekend with a mission, with a plan, and the boys never altered from that or went off the rails at any point in time, despite facing quite a bit of adversity. So I can't begin to say how proud I am of their efforts, and the outcome is obviously the best we could possibly hope for.
So you beat Sudbury in the championship game.
What a thriller. To be honest with you, Sudbury is a very, very good team. Lots of second, third year players, very well coached. The way the dynamics of hockey work this year with freedom of movement, Sudbury was able to pick up a couple of very good hockey players from North Bay that ventured over there to add to an already impressive lineup. So to give them all the respect and kudos that they deserve and earned, they finished first place in the league overall. Very tough team to play against. We battled throughout the year with them. We actually won the season series with them, I think, which was a huge difference coming into the finals for the boys' confidence. Yeah. Great game. We found ourselves back and forth, a number of chances. Both goalies made some not only great saves, but at very key moments of the game. 1-1 going into the third, battled back and forth, missed a couple of opportunities. We ended up getting a five-minute major. Very costly in a championship game. The boys rallied behind it, and instead of buckling under pressure, it worked in our favor. The boys put the effort in. They were blocking shots. There was a huge team effort. Managed to kill it off. And if you ask me, that was the difference in the game. A couple minutes later, we scored a goal to go up 2-1. I can't even begin to tell you how happy everybody was. It was quite a moment for everybody involved.
That was the final 2-1.
That is correct, yes.
Excellent. What's next?
Now, I'm still kind of excited. I'm not sure I've had a good night's sleep since. We are going to regroup. We have practice tonight. We're going to have a meeting, and we've already started the preparation to our road to Sault Ste. Marie. April 7th to 14th is the Central Ontario Regionals. We will proudly make the Timmins Majors' first appearance in representing the NOHA in the Great North Midget League. I believe it's been 22 years in the making. So this is a very, very special occasion for everybody involved.
Now, as impressed and happy as I am for you guys, I'm not all that surprised because I've seen several of your players suit up for the Rock this year. And they fit right Absolutely. In as if they've been part of the team all year.
Absolutely. We are very fortunate. We have a very good working relationship with the Timmins Rock, right from Ted Gooch all the way down. Good friends. Half our coaching staff are very good friends with Coach Brandon. Brandon was the coach for the majors. Actually, it was Brandon who brought me on as manager for the majors when he started coaching. So we have an excellent working relationship that only helps both programs. We both strongly believe in development and what it brings to the table. And it's obviously working. You can see it in the on-ice product. And over and above that, we run our program kind of the way Brandon runs his program. And these young men are learning far more than hockey. They're learning life skills. They're learning to be gentlemen, productive members of society. We help out wherever we can. So it really is, it's a great relationship.
I'm not going to say if, I'm going to say when you win in the Sioux. Where do you go from there?
Well, that is a very great possibility, and that is the game plan at this point. We would then venture off to, I believe it's in New Brunswick this year, which would be the TELUS Cup.
The TELUS Cup, okay. Good. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
No, I would. I think the one thing I would add is we are certainly in the preparation stages of this event. We're in the process of advertising, looking for community support. Some people listening to this may not understand the costs involved with hockey. To go to this event for a week, for a bus, for motel rooms, we are looking at approximately $40,000 for one hockey tournament. So needless to say, this is something that is a very good, pleasant surprise we weren't expecting. Can honestly say we did not budget for this, nor does any team. And now we're in the process of trying to get community support to gather some funds to make this feasible.
If anyone, an individual or a business, wants to step up and help financially, how do they do that?
Well, we've got lots of advertising on social media, Facebook, Instagram. We were on Kins and Clomp last night, who are proud supporters of us and do a great job for us as well. They can contact me. I'm on the website. I'm on their Facebook page. I've got more emails. My computer can't keep up with the emails going out and coming in. So the community support's been awesome.